Dear future A-level media student, I am Abby and I'm currently an A-level media student myself and I've just completed working on my exclusive modern magazine. I would like to talk you through the great opportunity of taking A-level media and what skills you can learn with the subject. This task alone introduced me to so many new production skills I needed in order to create the best magazine possible. Doing media studies allowed me to learn a range of creative, technical and transferable skills which will be useful in later career paths. Part of the process also introduced you to software programs like InDesign and Photoshop, as well as how to properly use a camera. Some transferable skills which I learned were recognising my target audience, researching into magazine features and conventions, language analysis skills, directing a shoot, which included planning using a meeting agenda, and creating my dream star image for my chosen model. And one of the most important skills which I had to use throughout creating my magazine was listening and responding to feedback from peers, as well as my media teacher, which was key to help me improve my magazine after each draft. All of these skills will be helpful in other areas of life and are therefore very useful to learn at an early stage. For example, creating a production meeting agenda allowed me to plan my shoots carefully and really think about the location, costume, makeup which best suited my genre, and how I was going to portray my desired mise-en-scene through my model. On my first photo shoot, I planned in my production meeting agenda one of my models to wear a Hawaiian-style button-up shirt, as this item of clothing portrays a festival style, which is what I wanted in order to display my EDM genre. Without planning for this item of clothing and successfully finding it for my model, I would not have created the same effect in my images, as I felt like this shirt really reflects my magazine genre. This skill is useful in any future path of life, as it is a simple skill of organisation. Without a production meeting agenda, I would not have come out with the successful photos, as I wouldn't have taken the time to create an image in my head of what photo I was trying to achieve. By being a media student, I also learned a lot of technical production skills, which is what made my magazine look conventional to the genre. These two programs I used to create my magazine were Adobe InDesign and Adobe Photoshop. I initially used Photoshop to create contact shoots for my photos. This is a very useful skill to understand, as it allows you to see all of your images from one shoot together, which aided me in finding the best suited image for my magazine. Then, once I had chosen my preferred image, I went on to use a range of other skills on offer on Photoshop. This included the skin blurring tool, which I used my models to perfect any imperfections and give them a healthy and energetic representation. This step is what allowed me to make my models look extraordinary, which is an important feature of creating a magazine, which the audience can then be inspired by. Finally, you can learn a range of creative production skills which are needed when designing your perfect star image. This includes your model's makeup, costume, hair and props. All of these elements are what is going to help you transform your model from a normal model to an extraordinary EDM star to fit in with your chosen magazine genre. The use of mise-en-scene is what helped your target audience understand your magazine genre at first glance. In my cover shoot, I used two models, as I felt this would create the party lifestyle which comes with the EDM genre. Using props like sunglasses and bandanas enhanced my creation of an EDM star, as it connotes the club atmosphere I wanted to portray. If you are a creative person looking to develop technical production and transferable skills, I really recommend media studies to help you learn any of the new skills I've just spoken about. Best wishes and good luck.